Hello, everybody. I have a question for you. I have an issue. Again, one of many. I know you can't help me with this, but I took the phone out of my pocket and I was trying to figure out why it just looked different. You know? And I realized I was holding the phone upside down. I do that occasionally. You want to see my phone? The home button is at 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'm real good. That's how I teach my class. Anyway, I have an issue, and the issue is kind of unusual. Let me explain just a little bit what's happening with the iPhone. 2 days ago, I went to purchase an app. I wanted to purchase an app. I went to the App Store, gave the credentials, and it told me that I did not have what exactly did it say? It said, well, basically what happened is it forgot my credentials. It recognized my password, but they had no card on file for me, so I couldn't buy anything. So guess what I had to do? I had to plug everything back in again. So I'm wondering if you all have had the same issue. Has your device forgotten your information? It had my name and address, and everything was filled out great, except the information for the card that I'm using. So I just kind of forgot about it for 2 days. I thought, well, the heck with you. So I made the students buy the app so I could help them with it. But they wanted to do it anyway, so it's not like, you know, I twisted their arm or anything. So today, I went to download the latest update. I do have a 5, in case anybody's wondering. So I wanted to check to see what the difference was. I was going to call my friend Bill that I do the podcast with. You guys who know me know Bill. And we were going to speakerphone each other and see if the quality was good. Well, I went to do the update, and it told me I couldn't update because I was not on the, I was not online. Well, I was, because I brought up Safari, and I was able to stream, and I rebooted the phone, and I plugged back in, you know, I plugged into the power, I turned Wi-Fi off. It still told me that it was smart enough to know that I needed a Wi-Fi connection to do the update, which I knew that, and I plugged back in, turned the Wi-Fi back on, and it still said the same thing. So I thought, well, maybe it's this credit card issue that I'm having an issue with. So I went to the main computer. I thought, the heck with this, you know? So I went to the main computer, and I gave iTunes all the information that it needed. I just had to fill in a credit card number, and I didn't have to fill anything else because everything else, again, was filled out. So I was able to buy the app. I did do that over the phone. It worked great. And now it still tells me that I'm offline when I go to update. So what is a fellow to do? Any thoughts on this issue? I have, you know, that's just one of them. So I do have more. I think I'm going to make a list of audio boos. It says Big R Issues. I'll count them off. Last count, I think I had 53 of them. Not electronic issues or anything, but just, you know, issues. I'm just full of them. Okay, guys, you take care. Too bad for you guys down south in Rochester that have gotten all this weather, if anybody's listening down in Rochester, Minnesota. 15 inches, that's just absolutely nuts. Thanks for listening. I just thought I would just fill this all out for you guys to see if you have an idea on what might have happening, what might be going on, why I can't download my update. So if there are those who are kind of half-heartedly listening to this, yeah, I do have a 5. So I don't, people are going to come out and they're going to say, well, you need a 5. I have a 5. I do have a 5. All right. Y'all take care. Have a good evening, and we'll talk with you guys later on.